and drive every day of the week.
The headlines. Isoka loan beneficiaries cautioned and AIZ commends government for good projected harvest. Isoka Town Council Secretary Brian Sonda has cautioned Constituency Development Fund CDF loan beneficiaries to repay their loans or face legal consequences. Mr. Musonda issued the warning during a meeting where all beneficiaries from 2022 to 2024 were summoned to review loan performance and address issues of non-compliance. The news report said Mr. Musonda then disclosed that a number of individuals and groups had defaulted on their loan repayments, a situation he said threatens the future of the empowerment initiative. The Agricultural Institute of Zambia, AIZ, has commended the government for its role in ensuring that the country is food secure. In a statement to the news, AIZ President Kavwanga Yambayamba observed that the projected harvest of over 3.6 million metric tons of maize by the Ministry of Agriculture is an encouraging achievement, attributing it to favorable government policies and resilience among farmers. Professor Yambayamba said good policies are key to boosting agricultural productivity to prevent food shortages in the country. For international news, we monitored the BBC.
The British Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, has said his government will build up to 12 new attack submarines and spend over $20 billion modernising Britain's nuclear warheads. It's part of a major defence review being published today. Sir Keir said Britain would move to war readiness in the face of rising threats. A day after Ukraine's audacious attack targeting air bases deep inside Russia, delegations from the two sides have gathered at a venue in Istanbul for a second round of peace talks. Few expect a breakthrough.
Exchange rates, courtesy of the Bank of Zambia. The United States dollar is trading at 26 kwacha 64 ngwe. The Great British Pound is trading at 35 kwacha 91 ngwe. The euro is trading at 30 kwacha 19 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 48 ngwe. Please note that these rates are indicative and may vary from bank to bank.
Rocking sports.
Defending champion Iga Swiatek battled back from a disastrous start to beat Elena Rybakina in a three-set thriller and reach the French Open quarterfinals. The Polish fifth seed won only one of the opening nine games before finding form to triumph 1-6, 6-3, 7-5 against the 12th seed. Victory was Swiatek's 25th in a row at the French Open as she bids to win her fifth title in 6 years. Expect clear night skies, temperature drops to 12 degrees and sunset is expected at 1743. A recap of the headlines. Isoka loan beneficiaries cautioned and AIZ commends government for good projected harvest. My name is Charmaine Williams.
Exciting flavors, a product of Californian beverages.
This is.
All right,
turn the volume all the way up. Rock FM.
Get up, werewolves, vampires.
I think it confused. I was promised 40 acres and mules. Damn, I feel like a fool. Forget the rules. What the fine print say? My great great granddaddy probably turning his grave. Go tell them I ain't afraid of ghosts, vampires, whips and chains. Crazy contracts, bitches and names. They all be the same. Money, cigarettes, champagne. Egg to the brain. Stay afloat, maintain. So much came with the fortune and fame. A drive a young humble, the same. Devil riding his back. Like the tires on his new Cadillac. And I waited my turn for this. I lived and I learned for this. Stay down, walk so many miles, so many miles, so many miles. Scared of werewolves, vampires, but man, I always will see when I dream that I could set my people free. That I could set my people free.
Station.